The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, myself, Bully Ray, and Mark Henry talk about Zelina Vega. And we talk about her story and, of course, everything with 9/11 and the passing of her father. And we also speak to Zelina Vega right now on the Busted Open Podcast. Tonight on Monday Night Raw, we're getting Raquel Gonzalez against Rhea Ripley for the Raw Women's Championship. And I got to tell you, as much as I like her and I think she's a future superstar, she lost that payback. You're having this match again here on Monday Night Raw. I don't know if a lot of fans are buying into her as somebody that's a threat to Rhea Ripley. And I want to go back to a discussion that we had months ago. I really thought that Zelina Vega had a great story to tell, even before we reached this point. But we talked a lot about 9/11, and we talked about looking into September 11, 2023, that this was a great opportunity for Zelina Vega. I can't understand, guys, why, knowing Zelina's story, knowing how much she's improved, knowing how much the fans love her, and then knowing her story and that she lost her dad on 9/11, that they did not use that and really make a moment on tonight's Monday Night Raw. I'm very confused by that.
I'm confused. But I'm also confused in the fact, Dave, that when they were in Puerto Rico, that she, with all her family there, they could have had her win.
Yeah.
By hook or by crook. I don't know what it is. She's too small. They don't believe in her. Or whatever the case is, it's their company. Like, they can do what they want to. But I'm just saying, it was there. It was there. The opportunity was perfect. And right now, it's perfect again. Like, how many shots are you going to get?
I don't get it, Mark. They've had a couple, but this was, after what we saw in Puerto Rico and the reaction she got from that crowd, and then knowing her story and what the build could have been, or even just a special moment for tonight, I think the fans would actually be 100% more invested and emotionally connected, especially on a day like today, if it was Zelina Vega in the ring with Rhea Ripley.
Can you imagine the package? You know they do those packages that are just shit. They're awesome. That department that does the story and wrapping it all up with a bow on it and then playing it on Raw and then have their music hit right after it.
Oh.
Damn, is they good at that.
They're the best at that. Nobody does that better than the WWE. Nobody.
And I can see Zelina in that role and go to that ring, and I don't care who it is, Charlotte, Bianca, Asuka, anybody. Rhea, she should be able to get it done by hook or by crook. If you have to Eddie Guerrero that thing, lie, steal, and cheat, whatever you got to do, it fits. And
guys, it's real simple to me.
It's real simple.
It's really, really simple. And I'm going to lay it out.
You could do a Eddie Guerrero finish. You could do a lie, steal, and cheat finish, like with the chair, and they ding, 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 and then you don't even win by pinfall. I could think of 100 ways to do it. And I know they know them too. They know every way. There ain't shit that Vince don't know. They've done it all.
I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt right now.
Okay.
Because it's only 11:30 a.m. on the East Coast right now. And Raw goes live tonight at 8 p.m. East Coast. And where are they tonight? Like Colorado Springs or something like that?
Not sure.
Or
I have to
double Denver check. Or someplace over there?
You putting them on the death clock, Billy?
Yeah, right. It is extremely simple. And you can make Raquel Rodriguez who's facing Rhea tonight, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
You can make her a bigger babyface and a bigger star. And all you have to do is this. Dear WWE creative, listen carefully. Raquel Rodriguez walks into the women's locker room. And there's Zelina. Looking at a picture of her dad. And Zelina's in her street clothes. And all that Raquel Rodriguez has to do is look at her and say, it would mean more to you tonight than it would for me. You take my shot tonight.
Wow.
They bring in Adam Pearce, and you have a moment where Zelina Vega just looks up at Adam Pearce because Adam Pearce knows Zelina's Vega's story. And Adam looks over at Raquel and he goes, you really want to give up your shot tonight? And she says, yes, I do. Because Zelina deserves this opportunity, especially on this night. Raquel Rodriguez becomes a bigger babyface because she gave up her world championship title opportunity to Zelina on this night. Zelina gets in her gear. You get your entrances. Dave, in their little bag of tricks is an old shoebox. And there's something in that old shoebox that they've been using for years. You know what it's called?
What?
A banana peel. And you pull that old banana peel out, and Rhea Ripley slips on it. And Zelina, with every last ounce of might she has, rolls up Rhea Ripley and puts all 87 pounds of her on top of Rhea Ripley for a 1-2-3. And at 3 1/8, Rhea does the strongest kick out you could ever see. But Zelina still had her down for 3. And for 1 week, Zelina Vega is your champion.
As a wrestling fan, you know it's hard. All the blood, the sweat, the tears, the chairs. It's a hard day out there. And do you know what tastes incredible after a hard day in the ring? A Mike's Hard Lemonade. You get all hot and bothered, and then you can cool off with an ice-cold hard lemonade. Since day one, Mike's Hard Lemonade has been making lemonade the hard way. They take 3 kinds of lemons, all hand-picked, from family farms and cold press them to create a taste like no other. They choose to do things the hard way because they know hard days deserve a hard lemonade. That's why for 25 years, nothing has tasted better after a hard day than a Mike's Hard Lemonade. Find now in store. Mike's is hard, so is prison. Don't drive drunk. Premium malt beverage with flavors. Mike's Hard Lemonade Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Whether you're shopping for grads, getting an early gift for dad, or just looking for a little something new or used for your shelf, you'll find it at HPB. And you'll get almost everything for an extra 20% off during the big sale at Half Price Books this Memorial Day weekend. Saturday, May 25th through Monday, May 27th, save big in-store at your local Half Price Books and at HPB.com. Offer cannot be combined with other coupons. Exclusions apply. To learn more, visit HPB.com.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The, holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The, make a splash all summer kind of fun. The, I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun this season. Kings Island is now open weekends.
The best part of spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. It's kind of like when you find out you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. It's time to switch to Mint Mobile. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bustedopen. That's mintmobile.com/bustedopen. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bustedopen. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Hey everyone, it's Howard Bender from the Ante Up Podcast. Every weekday, Adam Ronis and I serve you up the picks, plays, and fantasy information needed to win your bets. You know, this isn't just your average sports betting show, though, for one very good reason. We won't tell you what to do unless we've already done it ourselves. That's right. We put our money where our mouths are, so we're just as invested in each bet as you are. Subscribe today wherever you get your podcasts or listen on the SXM app, free for most subscribers.
We just spent the last 30 minutes talking about Zelina Vega and who comes up right here at the last 30 minutes of today's show, but the woman herself, Zelina Vega. Zelina, thank you so much for joining us and thanks so much for the time.
Thank you guys for having me. No, I love you guys, so I'm always going to be on when you ask me.
I appreciate that very much. I know today is a tough day for you. You know, you lost your father on this date, and you know, we started today's show talking about that day and never forget. And I know for you, you wouldn't be doing what you're doing right now if it wasn't for your dad and his love for professional wrestling. So I always think of you every 9/11, and I'm sure there's a lot of people that do as well. And I know for you and your family, and this is definitely a tough date for you.
Thank you. Yeah, no, it's weird because you would think that every year that it would get easier. And I wish I could say that it does, but it really doesn't. And I think it's especially weird when people who are younger than me, who hadn't experienced it or been a part of it, can post videos of it so casually and talk about it so casually. And I'm like, man, it's almost like you get stabbed every time, you know? So it's that's the days I like to stay off of social media and just kind of be, you know?
Yeah. I was saying the last thing you want to see is the planes hitting and just go relive all that all over again. I hate you have to experience that every year. As a reminder, my mother passed and my wife and I were in Houston just happenstance because of the funeral and the show. Otherwise, my wife would have been there because she was scheduled to go to the towers that day.
Oh, my God.
And You know, so it was like God saying, no, it's not time. But everybody, you know, everybody's, you know, place in the world is different. And, you know, I guess God needed another angel. So, you know, I just look at life differently than most people do, especially when it comes to faith and my spirituality. Like your father was needed above.
I appreciate that too, because I think there is something very sweet about that as well, you know.
Zelina, I earlier in the show, I was we were talking about how on this day, only the people that were directly affected by 9/11 remember this day in a certain way. I think we've become so desensitized to it that it's just something that happened. But then, you know, today comes and who can post the best tweet or Instagram or picture, and who can try to make it seem like they feel so bad about it. But for people who truly experienced it, the friends, the family, the mothers, the daughters, the sons, it still hits like it hit on that first day, because time does not heal all wounds. I don't believe that at all, and I don't think that this is a wound that can ever be healed.
No.
Agree, disagree?
No, I agree with you, and that's especially why I hate to say, like, on social media on a day like today, because it is exactly that. It's who can pretend they care the most, who can, you know, post the greatest whatever, and for me, it's days like this. I like to just be surrounded by the people that I know that that care, and the people who genuinely are there for my family and I. And but I've had to find ways to cope and deal with it myself. And, you know, part of that is just this journey that I've been on, that I'm still on. And I actually did want to thank you though, because that I saw the video of you guys talking about Puerto Rico, and I was brought to tears, like, watching that video of you talking. And I'm like, you know what, like, that absolutely needs to happen someday. And it may not be today. It wasn't back then, but I genuinely feel that there's going to be a day where that happens.
Yeah, but it should be today. Yeah. Especially after Puerto Rico, it should be today. You should not be sitting at home. You should be at Monday Night Raw, and you should be in discussions right now how Rhea Ripley is going to slip on a banana peel and you're going to stack her and defeat her. And I don't give a shit if you were going to be champion for 5 minutes. Today should have been the day.
Yeah. But you know what?
So can I ask you this? Because you're in the trenches there. Like, me and Mark used to be in the trenches there. Why is today not the day? Especially after what we got in Puerto Rico. And listen, we can chalk that up to, oh, hometown this, hometown that. But everybody saw how over you were. Everybody was behind you. Everybody wanted it for you. The next day, me and Dave and Mark, we came on the air and we spoke about it. And Dave is the one who said, well, maybe Monday Night Raw, September 11th. Mm-hmm. Do you have any reasonable answers why today is not the day?
No, I don't. But, you know, I'd like to think that maybe part of it has to do with the fact that they wouldn't want to do it just to do it because of the day, if that makes sense. You know, like, I think either way you're going to get, oh, they only gave it to her because it's 9/11 and they wanted to throw her a bone after blah, blah, blah happened at MSG, or, oh, they just, you know, gave it to her in Puerto Rico because she's from there. And I'd like to think that they wanted to give it to me because I deserve it. And that's what I'm looking for. I don't want to be thrown a bone because, you know, this is a sympathy bone that you get on the day. As much as it would be literally everything I could have wanted, I want to get it because I deserve it. And I hope that
You do deserve it. You do deserve it. That don't stop anything. And pro wrestling is the sport of all sports the business of all business is where you throw the damn bone. You're supposed to. That's the whole point of wrestling. Give the people what they want. Take this thing away from the people to make them unhappy, to get a heel over. The whole point is to dangle a bone or throw it. One of the two.
Yeah.
So, like, I just believe that this is one of those stories that has to be told. It's not throwing a bone in the sense that, oh, just give it to her because of the situation that she's having a match in Puerto Rico and her family is from there, or do it on September 11th, you know, this year because this is a special day for her remembrance of her father. Like, no, that's not the point. The point, those are vehicles to get you to success. You've done all the work. You're valuable as hell. It's a point of showing people that there are options that will make the people feel good. I'm a fan. Dave is a super fan. Bully is a super fan of wrestling. Not just because Bully and I did it, but because we loved it as children. And we love it the same way now as we did then.
But Mark, to your point, I think it's about moments. And think of that moment of Zelina holding that championship. Oh,
I would lose it. I would
Zelina,
lose
that's,
it.
That's
Mark,
that's...
were you on the stage with me on the first SmackDown?
Yes.
Okay, so Vince wanted to take advantage of that moment. He wanted to be the first live show that aired. He wanted that. There was something within Vince that just said, damn it, we're going to entertain the people. We're going to do this. We're going to exploit the tragedy by being the first to go out there and entertain. If there's any silver lining within the world of the WWE, when it comes to a talent, one talent there that was affected on this day, it is Zelina. I don't care about taking advantage of that moment. I would take advantage of that moment to the umpteenth degree. And proving that you deserve it, just look at what happened in Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
It's not like you're given a boatload of opportunities to go out there. You don't get to wrestle every single night. You don't even get to wrestle every single month or whatever. You get little opportunities there, right?
Yeah.
And what did you do with your last opportunity? You smacked it out
Boom.
Of the park. Based on that alone, yes, she deserves it. I'm fucking hot right now.
We're sitting here perplexed.
What's that?
I say me and Bully, look at his face. He has his hand on his face like an 8-year-old kid that they said, no, you can't have a popsicle for breakfast.
But I hope that, Zelina, because I know what you're going through on this day. I shouldn't have said that. I don't know what you're going through. I can just imagine what you're going through and the pain that you're going through. And I hope that you do get the opportunity to hold that championship, because I know that's a promise that you made to your father, that one day you would be champion. And I know you're going to be able to express that one day. Because I think it's just a beautiful story to tell. And for you, I know this is the reason why you're doing it. And it's the love that you have for your father. And I know that's what drives you. And I hope that one day you have that opportunity to hold that championship above your head.
Thank you. I genuinely believe that it has to. Like, there's no reason that it shouldn't, you know. That means I had a dark match that Friday, or this past Friday, and whether it was the dark match Friday, the live events on Saturday and Sunday, the crowd was so, like, obviously it wasn't in Puerto Rico high, but they were so high for me. And I feel like it was a part of it was because of that, but it also was just them showing that they loved me for me. And there's just so much you can ignore the people and what they want. And I feel that if this continues that way, a decision is going to have to be forced at some point. So it's just on me to just keep doing what I'm doing, because there's nothing else I can do And, you know, I'm going to do it for him. I know I will. So,
Zelina, let me ask you this. Other than today being a very difficult day, being in the wrestling business is difficult. Working in the WWE is difficult. What keeps you going? Other than the check, what keeps you going?
I think a part of it definitely is feeling unfulfilled in this way. Because I started it because of him. I started it because I made a promise. And even when I did get let go in 2020, I felt unfulfilled. I felt like I didn't complete my promise. And I still don't feel like I have until that's complete. And I think because I genuinely feel like it will happen, I still keep going. You know, I have that. I have my husband who supports me so, so much, and my family that do. And they were there in the crowd on Friday. No, Saturday. And I feel like I have so many reasons to look forward that it's, I don't feel like it's complete yet. And I think that's really my biggest thing is like one of the things that happened that really made me feel like, wow, this is real was when Dwayne went to the 9/11 memorial with his daughter Simone. When they went there and like took a picture next to his name, knowing that that was his favorite wrestler, like I felt like that was such a wow moment. And I'm like, no, I have to keep doing this. I have to keep pushing forward because I know like it's just something in me that just feels like it has to. Like there's no reason why not. You know.
You know,
Zelina, I hope it happens for you one day.
Thank you.
I really do.
I know it will. It's going to. They have to.
Well, Zelina, right now the WWE is having huge success, breaking records. And I just want you to know that you're a part of this. You're a part of a time in this business, which is, you know, one of the biggest times. And you're a part of the WWE. You're a part of the success of the WWE. And, you know, people love you. You inspire so many fans that know of your story. I will always think of that moment in Puerto Rico. And I know that you're going to have, that was not the final moment. That was not the moment that is going to be the greatest moment of your career. The greatest moment of your career, Zelina, has not happened yet. And it will happen. And you're a big reason for the success of this company right now. And I love you. And I love the fact that we have not seen the best of you yet, because I know it's going to happen.
Thank you. And I love you guys. And I love the support that I've, because obviously I tune in. So hearing all of that and hearing just what you're saying now, I really, really deeply appreciate it. And, you know, it's, I can't help but feel still hopeful in a way, you know, because that's all I really can be. But I have to believe that there's going to be a better time and a better moment, you know.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. If you enjoyed this episode and want to hear more, please give a 5-star rating and leave a review. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast. Catch the full 3 hours of Busted Open Monday through Saturday at 9 a.m. Eastern on SiriusXM Foundation, channel 156. Go to SiriusXM.com/BustedOpenTrial to start your free trial today.
Whether you're shopping for grads, getting an early gift for dad, or just looking for a little something new or used for your shelf, you'll find it at HPB. And you'll get almost everything for an extra 20% off during the big sale at Half Price Books this Memorial Day weekend. Saturday, May 25th through Monday, May 27th, save big in-store at your local Half Price Books and at HPB.com. Offer cannot be combined with other coupons. Exclusions apply. To learn more, visit HPB.com.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.